Labor Congress will now come to order. It is 3:25 on...
Monday,
February 6th. With us, we have Representative Johnson, briefly.
We had Representative
Slowly.
Johnson.
Representative Thompson, Representative Holmes, and myself, Chair Olson. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum, and I do anticipate we'll have a couple other people joining us shortly. We have two bills up today. We're going to finish off on Senate Bill 92. I request that anybody has a cell phone, BlackBerry, etc., please turn it off rather than just putting it on vibrate. The only one that doesn't set off the speakers here is mine, which is off. First up, Senate Bill 92. We previously heard this bill a week and a half ago, the 27th. Took public testimony. Testimony's closed. We had a couple of loose ends. Basically, it was clarification on the repealers at the end of the bill. We've met with Ledge Legal and are satisfied that everything is in order. And with that, we'll bring up the sponsor of the bill, or the sponsor's aide. And for what I think will be a real short stay. Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Dana Owen. I'm staff to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee.
And I would like the committee, what's left of the committee, to, if they have any questions, we got, this will be the last time we have Dana on this bill. Representative Holmes.
More just a housekeeping. I'm trying to remember. We did approve both the amendments last time. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Just checking.
Well, with that, seeing no further comments from the committee, we have Don Habiger here for questions only. And I won't even bring him up unless somebody nods their head that they have anything to ask Don. With that, we'll take a brief at ease and wait for the rest of our body to get here. Back on the record, it's 3:28, and we've been joined by Speaker Chenault. And we're down to wishes of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move CS for Senate Bill Number 92, as amended, 27-LS0403/E from committee with attached recommendations and fiscal notes.
Yep.
Any attached fiscal notes?
Seeing no opposition, the bill moves from committee, and we'll take a brief at ease. Record at 3:30. Next item on the calendar is House Bill 267, Real Estate Sales Licensees. The bill is going to be presented by Kathy Munoz, who's already, Representative Kathy Munoz, who's joined us, and possibly her staff, Terry Harvey, who may or may not join us if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Kathy, and please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Kathy Munoz. I represent District 4. Thank you, members of the committee. Today we have HB 267, which would clarify in law and statute areas that pertain to the oversight of the business of real estate practice. There has been close collaboration with the Alaska Association of Realtors in crafting this legislation. The bill does three things. It addresses, in Section 1, an amendment to AS 0888071, which would require the Real Estate Commission to issue a temporary permit to a licensee designated by the Commission to administer, manage, or conclude the affairs of a broker's real estate business if an investigation produces substantial evidence that the broker has misappropriated trust funds, that the license of the broker is suspended, or three, if the broker is incapacitated because of a traumatic event or medical condition. Currently in law, the commission is required to appoint another broker to step in these situations. However, in some areas of the state, there are a limited number of brokers practicing in certain regions of the state. So this would allow the commission the flexibility to issue a temporary agreement to a real estate agent to step in to conclude these important business affairs. This deals with the issue where you would have only one or two brokers in one area called on to step in to conclude the business where the practice is in jeopardy due to health issues or issues that pertain to the actual practice of that brokerage. Secondly, the law would be clarified to allow or to require that licensed assistants can only work for one brokerage. Currently, it's unclear, and it's very important that a licensed assistant would only work for one brokerage so that proprietary information or information about a transaction could not be shared with more than one brokerage. So again, it's a clarity, it's a housekeeping area to clean up the statute. And then thirdly, the bill, HB 267, would allow a licensee to use a portion of their commission or all of their commission would allow the agent to donate that commission to a charitable organization. Again, this is another housekeeping item. It's meant to clarify and make clear what the practice is in that area.
That it?
That's it.
Questions for Representative Munoz, Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this may be because it's Monday, but I'm looking at Section 2. And Section 2 basically adds one new subsection and then rewrites some of them. And between new subsections 4 and 5, I don't see an and or an or. Is that list meant to be inclusive, i.e. you have to meet all five of those, or is it any one
in Section 2 you're referring to when a temporary license would be I'm sorry, could you point out the section that you're referring to?
Sorry, Section 2, which is on it starts on page 4,
right?
Section 2 of the bill, page 4, lines 4. It says a licensed real estate salesperson or licensed associate real estate broker may act as a licensed assistant to another licensed salesperson or associate real estate broker if 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, or is it 1, 2, 1, or 2, or 3, or 4, or 5? Do you have to meet only one of those prongs, or do you have to meet all five of those prongs?
To be sure, we have a representative with the association here to answer that question.
I think it's all of them.
It's all, but okay. I'm not positive.
I just want to make sure. And I don't.
Yes, it is all.
I don't think we need an and in there. I'm just, like I said, it's a Monday.
Yeah, we'll be bringing Mr. Champion.
I think it's supposed to be and. I just wanted to be sure.
Yes, you are correct.
Thanks. It's Monday. Of course, if it were Friday, I'd blame it on that. So.
Further questions for the sponsor, Representative Chenault?
Motion, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Thompson?
No.
Thank you, Representative Munoz. And with that, I think we'll bring up Eric Champion. Thank you for joining us today, and please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Thank you, Representative Bowles. My name is Errol Champion. I'm president of the Southeast Alaska Board of Realtors and a member of the Board of Directors of the Alaska Association of Board of Realtors. I used to be elected, and I love short meetings, so I'm not going to repeat what Representative Munoz testified, but first, on behalf of all of us, Representative Olson, thank you for co-sponsoring this bill, and we will answer any questions. I think it's pretty clear, straightforward. There's reasons why each of those sections had to be addressed, and I can answer those, but it's...
Yeah, I had my questions before I signed on as co-sponsor, and they were answered then, so...
Okay. So if nothing else, I have prepared remarks. I'll leave a copy, but I won't take the time to go through them. They're redundant.
Could you confirm Representative Holmes's analysis?
That's correct. If you don't cross over the threshold of one, you can't make it to two, to three, to four, to five. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any further questions? That was painless.
Boy.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
We've got Don Habiger also in the room for questions only, if anybody has any questions. Representative Chenault, can you join us, Don?
For the record, my name is Don Habiger, and I'm Director of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing.
Welcome back. You're here enough to where I think we probably had to give you a seat at the table.
I had nothing to say. I was waiting for questions.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not a real estate person, and I didn't sleep at a Motel 6 last night, but I'm just curious, Don, on the fiscal note, shows zero impact. Could you tell us, over the last 5 years, how many have there been cases of brokerage for misappropriation of trust accounts or medical reasons? That is there a number there that is it something we really need to be concerned with? Or
through the chair, Representative Chenault, I did ask staff that question, and our most current executive administrator to the board said there has been one in 7 years. So we felt that that could easily be absorbed in the current workload.
Okay, because that was going to be my next question is in some of these cases, what would the average cost of them be if you had a number more than just one or two?
Through the chair, Representative Chenault, we did have a recent incident down in Ketchikan, and this sort of is the, I guess, the litmus test to make these changes. But we did not have a broker, and there was the ensuing investigation, and licensees pay for those investigations. You may have heard that issue come October when the division suggested increases should be for licensing fees. And that was part of the reason for that. But insofar as this one licensing incident, we don't think that by itself is a huge impact.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions? Thanks again.
Actually, can we have them back for just a second? Don,
could you come back up? We do have one late question.
It's still Monday. I just thought, Mr. Chairman, while we had Don here, we could ask him whether or not the department's comfortable with the language in the bill.
Through the chair, Representative Holmes, yes.
Thank you.
Are you sure you're done?
I'm pretty sure.
Thanks, Don. Do we have anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill who hasn't been given a chance? How about online? Nobody? It's been way too easy. We have one amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll just have Conrad walk us through it. It's purely a cosmetic. Seriously.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. The amendment the committee has before them was a minor drafting error that was pointed out shortly before the committee gaveled in. As you can see on page 3, line 16, it changes the word board to commission just to make sure that we're everybody's on the same page. Minor drafting error, and it is hoped that the committee will not have a problem taking this this amendment up, even though we did not quite meet the 24-hour deadline that has been established.
What are you going to do, Mr. Chairman?
Well, I'd like to let Conrad off the hook, but thank you, Conrad. Wait here if there's no further questions on the amendment, and anybody in the room care to testify on the amendment? Nobody online? I'd entertain a motion to adopt amendment number one.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one, identified as M.1.
Seeing no opposition, amendment number one will move. And at this point in time, we're going to close out public testimony and bring it back to the committee for discussion. Wow. What are the wishes of the committee?
Can we strike the wild, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill number 26727-LS1111-M as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no opposition, the bill will move out of committee and we are adjourned at 3:45.
Quick, painful, and easy.